There are a lot of things to think about when it comes to your money. A recent survey focused on those over the age of 45 and found that many hold the belief that home equity gains will fund their retirement. This is so worrying to me. I don't know if it's worrying to our next guest, Tyler Fleming, the director of the OSC's investor office, the funder of the survey. He joins us now. Hello there, Tyler.
Hi, Bruce.
I looked at some of these numbers, and I think I broke out into a cold sweat. How did you react? Or are you just a sage, wise observer of financial literacy, and you were calm when you got those findings?
Well, certainly there was a lot of interesting information for us to think about. Maybe I'll just give a few of the findings real quick.
Sure.
So in terms of the number that you're referring to, the research found that almost half of pre-retired Ontario homeowners, 45 plus, they're relying on the value of their home increasing to fund their retirement. When you look at people who don't have a retirement plan, it's over half or 53%. We also found that people who are perhaps more financially vulnerable are more likely to rely on their home increasing in value, so people with larger mortgages, lower incomes. Also, perhaps not surprisingly, GTA residents are more dependent than other Ontario residents on their home increasing in value. So lots of interesting findings there.
What do we do with those findings? Because I think from my standpoint as a personal finance journalist and someone who's a real proponent of financial literacy, it seems like we need to be doing more to help people understand the folly of that, not just the risks of a housing market correction, but just the challenge that they will have in extracting value from their home to put groceries in their fridge when they're 90.
For sure. I think one of the key takeaways that we want to remind people is that owning a home is not a substitute for retirement planning. The Investor Office, we have a lot of resources at our website, getsmarteraboutmoney.ca, to help people better understand investing and the importance of diversification and different investment products. But speaking just, I guess, about owning a home and counting on it for retirement planning, you know, there are a few things I would recommend people think about and questions to ask themselves if they are currently counting on their home increasing in value. If I could just go through a few of them.
Yeah,
people should ask themselves, you know, how much will my home be worth? And it's important to be conservative in this assessment. You know, a house is like an asset, any other asset, and it comes with risks just like any other investment. So home prices can fluctuate and will fluctuate depending on market conditions, other factors. And you know, while home prices in some parts of Canada, the Toronto area especially, have gone up a lot in recent years, there's no guarantee that continues forever. And of course, we've seen in the last few months that there has been a bit of a decline in Toronto area home prices. You know, one way to minimize risk is by diversifying or holding a mix of investments, not just putting it all in one basket, which may be your home. If you diversify properly, you know, you might be less likely to lose a large portion of your money if one part of the market, one investment goes down at a time. One other piece of advice, I'd suggest people, to the best of their ability, take the emotion out of the equation as much as possible. You know, for a lot of us, a house is not just a house, it's a home. So it's a financial investment, but also an emotional one. And, you know, it's where we raise our families, where memories are made. But all that can cloud our judgment when it comes to relying on our home for our retirement. So we might overestimate the value. We might be overconfident when it comes time to sell. So something to think about.
The other dynamics, your survey found that 38% have no retirement savings. And how that relates to housing is property taxes are not free. Roofs are not free. Furnaces are not free. So if that's your circumstance, it becomes very difficult for you to maintain your home in retirement.
For sure. And there's been other studies that have looked at this. We didn't, in particular in this study, but a lot of people are living paycheck to paycheck in that regard. And if they were to miss one paycheck or lose their job or have a health issue, they'd struggle to pay the bills. So it's definitely a concern.
Now, you had some interesting findings on gender as well. This one didn't surprise me, but I did roll my eyes a little bit. Men claimed a higher level of investment knowledge, 51% versus 37% for female. Do you think that's accurate, that men actually do know more, or is it just bluster? It's like analogous to how we simply do not ask for directions. We maintain we know how to get there, whereas females might be more willing to ask someone, how do I actually find the place I'm going to?
So I think that is another data point that jumped out at us. Men are twice as likely to report. And I think the key word there is report, good or excellent knowledge of investing. We didn't actually test the actual knowledge. So it is possible men are perhaps overconfident in their abilities. We didn't get into that, but certainly there were a lot of interesting gender differences, not just in the reported level of knowledge, but also in terms of the types of products people use, the type of accounts. Women are also much more likely to use an advisor than men. So again, perhaps that ties in with confidence, right? Mm. Want to work with someone who's a professional. And then in terms of accounts, men are more likely to use an online discount brokerage, so do it yourself, twice as likely as women there as well.
And, women tend to live longer than men. That's how the actuarial tables play out. So in all likelihood, they will have to oversee their family's portfolio at some point in their life. So it makes these statistics even more worrying, given that the onus is going to fall to them at some point, statistically speaking, not for everybody, of course.
Yeah, that's right. And part of the reason we did the study, taking a bit of a step back, looking at the Ontario population as a whole, it's the number of people age 65 and older, it's projected to double between 2016 and 25 years from now, so from 2.3 million people to 4.5. So the population as a whole is aging. Some people call it the gray tsunami, but whatever you call it, we all need to prepare both as a society and here at the OSC, we need to prepare for our aging population.
Yeah. Now, another data point here, 36% don't know how much they'll need to retire. This one didn't freak me out because it's so easy to get a reasonable estimate of what you need to retire, not the most precise one, but there's lots of online tools. What mm-hmm. advice would you have for people as they pursue that? That's an action. They could, as soon as this interview is done, they could go online and do that right away.
That's right. So at GetSmarterAboutMoney.ca, which again is our consumer website, we do have lots of tools to help people determine that. I think that's right. That one of the findings from the study was also that as people approach retirement, they tend to get a better idea of how much they'll need. Going through life, you start to have a better appreciation. Kids have left the home. You don't have to pay for their university anymore. When you retire, you don't have to pay for clothes and transportation, all the stuff you might have to do with work. So as you get close to retirement, people do become more confident in knowing how much they need. But for sure, we definitely recommend people visit GetSmarterAboutMoney.ca to get all sorts of information to help them prepare in that regard.
We talk so much about financial literacy for our young people, but your study is a big reminder to me that for people over the age of 45 and certainly for seniors, we have a lot of work to do still, don't we?
Yeah, financial literacy, it's a lifelong journey. We have different needs at different times of our life, and it's important to continually educate ourselves and stay on top of what we need to know.
Tyler, thanks for your time today.
My pleasure. Thanks, Bruce.
Tyler Fleming's the director of the investor office at the Ontario Securities Commission.